Blessed Sabbath, everyone. Welcome. We're going to begin with the opening song. May you all kneel as possible. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, to be able to open your blessed Sabbath day, may you bless each and every one in their families, Father Jesus, and the little one. May you also be with all the brethren, Father, that are traveling in this weather. May you give them trouble and mercy. May you also be, Father Jesus, with our dear sister Lynn in her emergency. And may you bless everyone that is present. And may you give them a heavenly blessing on this Saturday in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. As we're going to continue lesson number 4, the title is The Sinner's Need of Christ, Part 2. Can someone please give us one of the scriptures that I mentioned here, if anyone has their reading? Taken from the King James, John 1:29. The next day, John sees Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, which take away the sins of the world. I have a question, little ones, boys and girls. Who would like to tell us what we learned last week?
We learned that it is impossible for us of ourselves to escape from the pit of sin in which we are sunk in. Jesus alone can save us because his word this stage of Christ is written, in him was life, and the life was the light of man, the only meaning unto heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved.
It says, this week we will learn that in vain can we cleanse ourselves. Jesus alone can cleanse us and forgive us. He forgive our sins. Now, they have some scriptures here to be able to help us along. So, the first one will be read.
1 John 1:9 says, If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
The second one is 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses from all our sins.
Proverbs 28:13 says, For by Christ and ye be saved through faith, and by not yourself is the gift of God.
If there anyone that would like to read the last one, it's from 1 John 2:1.
1 John 2:1 says, My little children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to continue with Step to Christ, chapter 2, praise 19-22 for today's lesson. It is not enough to receive the loving kindness of God, to see the benevolence or the fatherly tenderness of his character. It is not enough to discern the wisdom and justice of his law, to see that it is founded upon the eternal principle of love. Paul the Apostle saw all this when he exclaimed, I consent unto the law that it is good. The law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. But he added, in the bitterness of the soul, anguish and despair, I am carnal, sold under sin, taken from Romans 7, 16, 12, and 14. He longed for the purity, the righteousness, to which in himself he was powerless to attain, and cry out, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Taken from Romans 7, 24. Such is the cry that has gone up from burdened hearts in all lands and in all ages. To all there is but one answer. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1, 29.
Many are the figures by which the Spirit of God has sought to illustrate His truth and make it plain to souls that long to be freed from the burden of guilt. When after his sin and deceiving Esau, Jacob left in his father's home, he was weighed down with a sense of guilt, lonely and outcast as he was, separated from all that he had made life dear. The one thought that above all others pressed upon his soul was the fear that his sin had cut him off from God, that he was forsaken of heaven. In sadness, he lay down to rest on the bare earth. Around him, only the lonely hills, and above the heavens, bright with stars. As he slept, a strange light broke upon his vision, and woke from the plain on which he lay, that shadowy stairs seemed to lead upwards to the very above. The divine voice was heard, the message of comfort and hope. Thus was made known to Jacob that which met the need and line of his soul, a Savior. With joy and gratitude, he saw revealed a way by which he, a sinner, could be restored to communion with God. The mystic ladder of his dream represented Jesus, the only medium in communication between God and man.
Praise the Lord. Now I have a question for you, boys and girls. What can we do to be careful not to sin? They have a beautiful song. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little heart, who you trust. Oh, be careful, little heart, who you trust. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little heart, who you trust. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little tongue, what you say. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little mind, what you think, what you think. Oh, be careful, little mind, what you think. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little mind, what you think. So be careful, little heart, who you trust. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. So be careful, little hands, what you do. So be careful, little tongue, what you say. So be careful, little ears, what you hear. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. Amen. Continuing the reading from page 20, first paragraph. This is the same figure to which Christ refers in his conversation with Nathanael, when he said, "Ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Taken from John 1:51. In the apostasy, man alienated himself from God. Earth was cut off from heaven. Across the gulf that lay between, there could be no communion. But through Christ, earth is again linked with heaven, praise the Lord. With his own merit, Christ had bridged the gulf which sin had made, so that the ministering angels can hold communion with man. Christ connects fallen man in his weakness and helplessness with the source of infinite power.
But in vain are men's dreams of progress, in vain efforts for the uprooting of humanity. If they neglect the one source of hope and help for the fallen race, every good gift and every perfect gift, James 1:17, is from God. There is no true excellence or character apart from him. And the only way to God is Christ. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." John 14:6.
The heart of God yearns over his earthly children with a love stronger than death. In giving up his Son, he has poured out to us all heaven in one gift. The Savior's life and death and intercession, the ministry of angels, the pleading of the Spirit, and the Father working above and through all, the unceasing interest of heavenly beings, all are enlisted in behalf of man's redemption.
Okay, we have another question for you, boys and girls. What is in vain?
But in vain are men's dreams of progress. In vain all efforts for the uplifting of humanity. If they neglect the one source of hope and help for the fallen race.
Okay, we have one more question. Where does every good gift come from? Every good gift and every perfect gift is from God. Amen. Well, continuing the reading from Step to Christ, page 21, paragraph 3.
Oh, let us contemplate the amazing sacrifice that has been made up for us. Let's try to appreciate the labor and energy the heavens extended to reclaim the lost and bring them back to their Father's house. More stronger. And agencies more but powerful and could never be brought into operation. The extreme rewards for right to the enjoyment of heaven, the society of the angels, the communion love of God and his Son, the elevation and extension of all our powers throughout eternal ages. Are these not mighty incentives and encouragement to urge us to give a heart to love and service to our Creator and Redeemer?
Continuing, page 21, paragraph 4. And on the other hand, the judgments of God pronounced against sin, the inevitable retribution, the degradation of our character, and the final destruction are presented in God's word to warn us against the service of Satan. Shall we not regard the mercy of God? What more can he do? Let us place ourselves in the right relation to him, who has loved us with amazing love. Let us avail ourselves of the means provided for us, that we may be transformed into his likeness, and be restored to fellowship with the ministering angels, to harmony and communion with the Father and the Son. We have another question for you boys and girls. What decision should we make, and what should we decide in our hearts to do? The answer is in the next song that will be sung. Did anyone know this song is called "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus"?
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Don't no go with me, still I will follow. Don't no go with me, still I will follow. Don't no go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back. Praise the Lord.
Remember, God does love you.
Well, now that we have come to the end of the Sabbath lesson, may God bless each and every one, and may you keep warm during this storm. God bless.
Let's bow our heads and kneel where we can. Dear Father in heaven, we're so thankful that we can meet together and study thy word. Help us to learn lessons and instruction that will help us throughout the coming week, and help us especially to be able to share thy love and thy message of mercy to those around us and to those special ones that are open and willing that you have sent to us. We ask for thy continued guidance and help in keeping the Sabbath holy, that by so doing we might not only please thee, but be a witness for thee in this wicked world. We know that we have not much time. Help us that we can spread the word, but especially that our hearts will be ready for you. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, boys and girls, next week we hope to see you again. Thank you.